Vera Tamatava Kunya Vihari Topidana Vallava Girivaradadi Gopidana Vallava Girivaradadi Yasodhanana Vrajajana Ranjana Sodanana Rajajana Ranjana Jamunati Ravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, I want to welcome all of you to this fourth part of our little seminar, Aligning Our Spiritual Lives, or the Principle of the Path. We have discussed so far that it is extremely necessary for us to choose the right path or the right direction in our life so that we arrive at the right destination.
Da u svom životu izaberemo pravi put ili pravi pravac kako bismo dostigli željeno odredište.
Further, we have discussed that so often we find ourselves in the middle of a path or direction in our lives where we just feel this won't bring me where I wish to go.
I onda smo se rekli da se često nađemo u toj situaciji da se u svom životu zastanemo i osjećamo se kao da smo krenuli nekim putem koji nas neće odvesti tamo gdje želimo da idemo.
And we also have discussed how difficult it is for us when we see ourselves in such a situation to change the path.
I isto smo rekli kako je teško za nas kada se nađemo u takvoj situaciji da promijenimo put.
Yesterday we discussed how to change something, a situation in life, is often not possible by one's own power, but it becomes possible if one connects to Krishna's power.
I juče smo isto razgovarali o tome da ako želimo da promenimo nešto u životu, kada se nađemo u nekoj situaciji, da to nije lako izvesti s pomoć sopstvene snage, ali je moguće ako se povežemo sa božanskom moći.
Now most of us only surrender to Krishna when we don't have any other choice.
A većina nas se predaje Krišni onda kada više nemamo ni jedan drugi izbor.
It's the last thing we wish to do.
I to je poslednja stvar koju mi želimo da napravimo.
And this is how we ended our sad discussion yesterday. Today, I want to talk about the small steps in surrendering to Krishna. And tomorrow is a very confidential discussion. But today, we are working ourselves up for tomorrow.
Imamo u planu jednu jako poverljivu raspravu, tako da se danas pripremamo za ono što dolazi sutra.
My question today for you is how can we offer our ordinary activities which we daily perform to the Supreme Lord?
Moje pitanje za vas sada je kako mi možemo da ponudimo svoje redovne dnevne aktivnosti svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti?
Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur gives an amazing answer to the philosophy of the small steps. He describes the ordinary life of an ordinary person who gets up in the morning. He usually first passes stool and then urine. Then he cleanses his mouth and brushes his teeth. Then he bathes. And then he meets his friends and family members and begins to discuss with them the day's business.
I onda se sreće sa svojim prijateljima i rođacima i kreće sa njima da razgovara o poslu koji ih čeka pred nama.
And then there are other things. He takes breakfast and he goes out of house. So many small things which are done by him usually to gratify his senses.
I onda obično doručka i onda radi bezbroj drugih malih stvari koje on obično čini kako bi zadovoljio svoje čulo.
Now, a person who is on a higher level, the karmi, performs these activities for the pleasure of the demigods, because he understands he is part of a cosmos, huh? And also for his ancestors.
Jer shvatim na koji način univerzum funkcioniše i također radi te aktivnosti i posvećuje ih svojim precima.
Now listen to what a devotee of Lord Krishna does.
A sad slušajte šta radi bhakta gospodina Krishna.
He performs this and other daily activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
On obavlja sve ove i druge dnevne aktivnosti
in this way, everything which he does throughout the day will become bhaktyanga, or an aspect of his devotional service to Krishna. I would like to give you an example from my own life. I'm at the stage in my life in a process of gradual restoration of health, and I do a lot of I do physical exercises.
Ja sam trenutno u svom životu u periodu kada pokušavam da povratim svoje zdravlje, tako da radim fizičke vežbe.
I do start my day with stretching exercises. Then I do yoga, then I do tai chi, and since yesterday I do fitness.
Tako onda i kada se ja probudim, onda ja započinjem svoj dan tako što radim stezanje, onda radim jogu, onda radim tai chi i od jutra počeo sam radim fitness.
Now, it was and sometimes is very difficult for me to do these things because I really like to chant and read and think. But exercise are next to reading the pages of a telephone book the most boring thing for me.
Meni je to ponekad bilo i još uvijek mi je teško da radim te vežbe zato što ja stvarno volim da čitam, da mantram, da razmišljam. A ove vežbe, to mi je kao da moram da čitam telefonski imenik, što za mene najdosadnija stvar na svijetu.
Boring, how do we say boring?
Dosadno.
Dosadno, yes. So dosadno. Today I read that I can do fitness training for the pleasure of Krishna. And then this becomes bhakti-yanga, or an aspect of devotional service to Krishna. I can do this so that I can dance and sing longer than all of you together for Krishna's pleasure.
Ja to mogu da radim tako da mogu da pevam i da igram duže od svih vas. Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
I can do this so that I can actually perform my service for Krishna better.
Mogu da radim to kako bi u stvari obavio svoju službu za Krišnu bolje.
And in this way I can offer even my fitness training for the pleasure of Krishna. And my yoga and my tai chi and my pranayama and my whole life. Even my spaghettis.
I na taj način mogu to da radim tako da to sve bude za Krišnino zadovoljstvo. I to i svoju jogu i pranayamu i čak i spageti koje jedem.
You may laugh about this, but this is a wonderful principle in devotional service. You can actually engage everything which you do for the pleasure of Krishna.
I mi možete sada da se smetite na to, ali to je stvarno predivan princip u svjesnosti Krišna, da možete sve da pretvorite aktivnost koja zadovoljava Krišna.
How do you like this, Rishabha? It's a best idea.
Ovo je najbolji ideja.
Because then we can invite Krishna in our lives.
Zato što onda možemo da pozovemo Krišnu u svoje živote.
And if we do the small steps, then we will also do the big steps of surrender for him.
I onda ako napravimo te male korake, onda također možemo da napravimo i velike korake u svom predavanju Krišni.
And by doing this, something in you will start to flow.
I onda ako to uradite, onda će nešto u vama krenuti da teče.
All of us have a tremendous river of love in our heart, which just wants to flow. This is the flow of bhakti. And to make this flow, this stream flow again, we should start to offer small things and big things for Krishna.
I kako bismo učinili da ova reka opet krene da teče, trebamo početi da nudimo male i velike stvari Krishna.
Later, when we are more advanced, we will be able to enter into not just brushing our teeth for Krishna, but doing what pleases him the most, that is, if we hear about his pastimes and remember them lovingly.
I onda kasnije, ne samo da ćemo biti u stanju da peremo svoje zube za Krišna zadovoljstvo, već ćemo biti u stanju da radimo ono što njega najviše zadovoljava, a to je da slušamo njemu i da se sa ljubavlju sećamo njegovih zabluda.
See, by hearing about Krishna, chanting about him, our love for him can begin.
Vidite, slušanjem o Krišna i pričanjem o njemu,
If you only act for Krishna, then this is like a citizen paying his tax for the government. Such a citizen may not love his government. I was in America and many people pay their taxes there, but they all hate Mr. Bush. They say, what is the difference between a monkey and a human being? And then they answer the question, Mr. Bush. He is in between. Hare Krishna. So, but they pay their taxes to his government. So, you may offer some of the results of your activities to Krishna, you know, but you may not love him. To love him, you have to hear about him and to chant about him. Still, I think it's such a good idea if you offer your daily activities also to Krishna. Now, to make a good contact with Krishna, I would like to recommend to you the power of prayer. There is a very powerful prayer about becoming disillusioned about material life. Anena duvasana dukkha dashanena sakaruna maya karunam karotu. Oh, may the merciful Lord show mercy on me by demonstrating the misery created by sinful desires.
Pokaže svoju milost prema meni tako što će manifestovati bedu koja je nastala usled grešnih djela.
Here the devotee prays to Krishna to show him the results of material life.
I ovdje se bhakti moli Krishna da mu pokaže, da mu da rezultat materijalnom životu.
The result of material life and sinful desires is misery. So the devotee prays, please show me the misery so that I know that it's futile, that means in vain, to try to enjoy the material world. And then he prays something which I almost call the teenager prayer. This is something for our Ida. As the minds of young girls take pleasure in thinking of a young boy. And as the mind of young boys take pleasure in thinking of a young girl. May my mind take pleasure in you alone. My dear devotees, we waste so much time in thinking about boys or girls. Not only Ida, you know. You are much more than Ida.
Moji dragi brate, mi trošimo uzalud toliko vremena razmišljajući o nekim devojkama i mladićima i to se ne radi o Edi, vi to radite mnogo više nego ona.
Always thinking, especially at the summer camp.
I uvek razmišljate o tome, a specijalno na letnim kampovima.
Hare Krishna. The mind goes naturally in this direction. So the devotee wants, let my mind go in the same natural way to you, my Krishna. What a powerful and nice and psychologically correct prayer. My dear devotees, if we could just use the mental energy which becomes attracted to young men or young women, if we could use that energy in becoming attracted to Krishna, oh, we would be self-realized souls by now.
Moji dragi bhakti, kada bismo mi mogli da iskoristimo tu energiju na osnovu koje smo privučeni mladićima i devojkama, onda bismo do sada već bili samospoznate duše.
So the Lord, so a devotee naturally prays to Krishna, show me, you can show me what is the result of material life and please let my mind become attracted to you in the same spontaneous way as the minds of boys and girls are attracted to each other.
I onda se Bhakta moli Krišni da mu pokaže bedu materijalnog života, te rezultate grešne delatnosti i da mu pomogne da njegov um na prirodan način, kao što su umovi malih devojaka i mladića privučeni jednim drugim, da isto tako njegov um bude privučen samo Krišni.
Prapanče podija akati hoja Nate ki upayara Agati ragati Charane sharana Tomaya karino sara. Yes. This is a very nice prayer. Oh my Lord Hari.
Oh my Gospodine Hari.
I have fallen into the illusion of this world. I am now helpless. I cannot see anyone who can save me except for you. Because you are the only shelter of the helpless. I accept the shelter of your lotus feet as most essential.
Ja prihvatam utočište svojih lotosovih stopala kao utočište od suštinske važnosti.
And the devotee prays, what can I do? My own mind and my angry nature and my tongue and my belly and also my genitals have all banded together and now drive me as powerful urges.
I onda se Bhakta moli, šta ja sada radim? Moj um i moj jezik i moj stomak i moja genitalija i moja priroda puna besa, svi su se oni udružili zajedno.
These band of criminals are driving me out into the sea of this material world.
I ova grupa kriminalaca, oni me odlače na more, to the sea of
out into the sea of this material world. I'm in great trouble, my Lord. I have tried so many times to control these material urges, but I have completely given up all hope. O Lord of the depressed, I call upon your holy name, for now you are my only hope. My dear devotees, tomorrow we will talk about developing our spiritual body. Each one of you has a spiritual identity. And this spiritual identity is waiting for you in the spiritual world. It is said, your spiritual body is existing in the rays which are emanating from the body of Lord Krishna. The spiritual body, our devotee is asleep. Hare Krishna. No problem. If you listen now, it's all right. You know, you will get a good information. What is your name? Yes, I mean you. It's all right. I don't want to embarrass you. This spiritual body is waiting for you. Almost, I would like to give an example, like a car. A vehicle.
No.
Krishna has already, he has already this body for you. And he just waits until you become so eager in your spiritual life that he will personally take you and say, this is you. And he will identify your body with you. At the moment we live in a false dream. We are not Igor. We are not even what we think is Gaur Madhava. We are not male and not female. But the tight ropes of illusion, we are bound to this illusory concept, and therefore our real identity is empty. We only feel our false identity at the moment. With our hopes and our desires, we just feed the wrong thing. The real identity, Vedrane, wake up, is waiting for you. You need to enter it. Fill it with your consciousness and with your desire. And then relate with this in this identity with Krishna. Material well-being can sometimes be the greatest enemy of the devotee because it roots him to the wrong concept of life.
Materijalno blagostanje ponekad može biti najveći neprijatelj bhakte zato što ga vezuje za taj materijalni koncept pogleda na svet.
I can so much sympathize with a devotee who has no longer any hope for material well-being.
Ja jako puno mogu da se osjećam sa bhaktom koji više nema ni malo nade da postoji materijalno blagostanje.
When the time of death comes for such a devotee, he smiles.
I kada vreme smrti dođe za takve bhakte, onda se on smeje.
He smiles like a prisoner who is released from central prison. Hare Krishna.
I on se smeje poput zatvorenika koji je najpušten iz centralnog zatvora.
Can you imagine how you feel, Mahapurushika, if you, just in theory, had been incarcerated for 80 billion years in a central jail? And the day has come where the prison guard says, here we open your cell. And here are your new clothes, no longer this black and white clothes. And here's your apartment. And here's your free life. You can walk in the forest. And there, you, under one kadamba tree, you will see him. He looks like a sapphire of blue. He looks like a mine of blue sapphires and effulgence. He's dressed in a yellow dhoti. And there is a constant smile of love around his lips. And when he sees you coming, he will run towards you and embrace you. And you will be bathed in an ocean of sweetness. You will feel so happy. My release from central jail. And you will understand all these illusory pleasures in the central jail, they didn't serve me. For tomorrow's lecture, you need to think a little bit like this, that there is a spiritual reality waiting for you. I'm reading every day now this book Sankalpa Kalpa Druma by Jiva Goswami, which is a series of meditations about the spiritual world and about Krishna. And he describes there things like Krishna has written a letter to Radharani, but he, upon reading it again, he thought it's not good, it doesn't express his feelings, and he has ripped it apart and thrown it away. And in the evening, when he comes home to the village of Vrindavan, he sees Radharani shyly waiting on the path. And Krishna looks in her eyes and she looks back. And in this glance, there are millions of perfect letters.
Onda ona vidiše mater Radharani koja stoji u negde sa strane i stidljivo ga posmatra i onda se oni njih dvoje pogleda i u tom jednom pogledu nalazi se milion najsavršenijih pisama.
And imagine, in this scene you have also your place.
I zamislite, u toj sceni vi imate svoje mesto.
Maybe you were the one who informed Krishna on the right side is Shrimati Radharani waiting.
I možda ste baš vi ti koji ćete reći Krišni, s tvoje desne strane se nalazi Shrimati Radharani koja te čeka.
You will see how she will offer you an arati just with her glances.
I ti ćeš vidjeti kako ti ona nudi arati svojim pogledima.
So we have our place there, and therefore it's very important that we now learn to align our path so that we can reach Krishna in the spiritual world. We should bring our life together in such a way that we can also escape the central prison. Krishna, Krishna. Što mislite? What do you think? No, I'm asking you seriously. Not all at once, please. Vishwa, you always think something. I want to hear from those who usually don't think. It's so wonderful, thank you. Nanda Dulal, what do you think?
I think either only one Krishna or many Krishnas in the spiritual world.
Good question. Krishna, there are as many Krishnas as there are relationships to Krishna. And these are unlimited. It is described just like a jewel. The Vaidurya Mani can be seen from many angles, and then always has a new color, you know, according to in which facet you are just now looking. So Krishna is also looked upon through many individual relationships, the relationships of his devotees, and then reveals himself according to this relationship.
Poput ulja koji ima onoliko strana, onoliko izgleda, koliko ima i svih tih lica, mislim kako oni stranica mali, tako isto i Krishna, on može biti viđen u onoliko oblika koliko ima odnosa sa njim.
For instance, there are two friends who are very funny. They always want to laugh. I think these friends were previously in Serbia. So, it's evening time and the moon falls through the latticed window of Krishna's bedroom. And these moon rays, they fall on Krishna's transcendental body. And this is seen by two parrots who see the steady moonbeam and want to land on it. So they fly, and then they want to sit on the moonbeam, but the moonbeam, you know, it's not like a piece of iron, you know, it's fluid light. So they always, you know, they always fall a little bit, and then they quickly fly up again.
I onda ta dva papagaja pokušaju da sednu, da stanu na taj mesečev zrak, ali kako mesečev zrak nije ovako poput ove metalne šipke, onda oni uvek malo propadnu u vazduhu i onda tako pokušavaju da sednu i tako propadnu.
And then these two little friends, they're a little small, they start to laugh about this.
I onda dva mala prijatelja, pošto oni su neko mali, onda oni kreću da se smeju.
Now Krishna is a little bigger and he usually doesn't laugh about such things. You know, like here we have Haris and Haris doesn't read usually the children coloring book because he's 12 years and these books are for those who are 11 years.
Zato što on ima već 12 godina, a ove
bojanke su za djecu 11 godina. Yeah, so Krishna first tries to not laugh when he sees the little friends just going and cracking up. Because he's older. But then he sees his friends laughing so much that he also laughs and feels a little shy that he laughs. So he responds to the relationship of these little two little laughing boys from Serbia. And this way there are endless devotees with endless private relationships to Krishna and private expectations, and Krishna fulfills them all.
На такъв начин постои неограничен брой односа с неограничен брой поединъца, кои имају своја односа со Кришна и своја очекивања од него во тој
однос. And Krishna, this is the nice thing about this, he is also the well-wisher of his devotees in this world.
И оно што лепо вези со Кришна, тоа е ствар да е Кришна добронамерник своји бхакта и во овој свет.
His name is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, and that means that he gives them opportunity for devotional service. This is how his friendships to his devotees in this world manifests. He gives them opportunity for bhakti in practice.
И тој начин на кој се Кришнино приятелство кај негови бхактама манифестува во овој свет, он им дае прилику за предано служење за бхакти.
I really feel it's very necessary for a devotee in this world to think about his relationship to Krishna, which he can have now, and also to start understanding that there is a transcendental identity parked in the personal rays of Krishna's body, which waits to be activated by his conscious awareness.
Ја мислам да е јако битно за Бхакту да сада да размишля о сом, да размишля сада, значи о своем односу со Кришна и да во исто време свати да постои некој духовен идентитет кој е паркиран у личним зрацима Всевишње Божанске особе кој само чека да буде активиран неговим свесним напором.
Tomorrow we will hear much more about this concept.
И сутра ќе му чути многу више о концепт.
But for today it is this very important for me to describe to you that something wonderful is waiting.
Ами данас ми е много битно да вам кажам, да вам објасним да нешто предивно чека на вас.
Hare Krishna. What do you think, Niko Nirasa? I would really recommend to all of you to read books about revealed literature about this. Because, see, what is waiting for us is different than what we think. It's very important that these things are revealed to us as they are.
И јако е битно да се ове ствари нама разоткрију од нас како е.
Therefore, we are so happy that we have a translation of Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
I zato smo jako srećni da imamo prevod knjige Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
See, when we it's all clear to us, we want to obtain the spiritual world, but this is only possible when there are two conditions fulfilled.
Vidite, svima nam je ovdje jasno da mi želimo da dostignemo duhovni svet, ali to je moguće samo onda kada su ispunjena dva uslova.
We must think about the spiritual world.
Mi moramo da razmišljamo o duhovnom svetu.
And about, of course, think with love.
Naravno da razmišljamo sa ljubavlju o tome.
And it must be the spiritual world and not some, you know, creation like the paradise of the elves in the Lord of the Rings.
I to mora biti stvarno duhovni svet razotkriven, a ne neka kreacija u svetu Jelenjaka, u Gospodaru prstena.
Don't know if you have read this book, but when I was a child, I was reading this. There was this oof, nice description of the kingdom of the elves.
Ja ne znam da li ste vi čitali tu knjigu, ali kada sam ja bio mali, ja sam ju pročitao i tu sam našao jako lep opis kraljevstva Vilenjaka.
So the spiritual world is not a creation of the material mind.
Duhovni svet nije kreacija materijalnog
uma. It's not like that. So we must learn to absorb our consciousness in knowledge, and it must be the real spiritual world which we absorb ourselves in.
Mi moramo da naučimo da sredstredimo svoju svesnost, da apsorbujemo to znanje, a moramo da sredstredimo na stvarni duhovni svet.
What I personally sometimes think is lacking in the life of young of devotees, your generation, is that you do not take time to absorb your mind in the spiritual reality.
I ono što ja mislim da nedostaje bhaktama vaše generacije jeste da ne apsorbujete svoj um u duhovnu realnost.
I also think that this is sometimes a mistake also of the preaching in our movement.
I ja nekad mislim da je to u stvari jedan od nedostataka propovedanja u našem pokretu.
We talk a lot of philosophy which is related to this world.
Mi pričamo dosta filozofije koja se odnosi na ovaj svet.
How we are not the body, or how we can have better material relationships. And I mean, please don't mistake me, this is all very valuable information. But in this seminar I'm raising a very sincere question. Where do you want to go in your life?
Ali na ovom seminaru ja postavljam jako bitno pitanje. Gde vi želite da odete u svom životu?
What is your ultimate goal?
Šta je vaš konačni cilj?
And are you aligning your lives that you can reach there?
I da li ste vi uredili svoje živote na takav način da možete dostići?
One devotee who was aligning his life was Paramananda Puri.
I jedna osoba, jedan bhakta koji je uredio svoj život na taj način bio Paramananda Puri.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say that I have two souls.
I gospodin Chaitanya bi obično rekao, ja imam dve duše.
One is Svarup Damodar.
Jedna je Svarup Damodar.
And the other Paramananda Puri.
A druga Paramananda Puri.
Paramananda Puri is no one else than Uddhava of the spiritual world. And he is in charge of smarana, or meditating about Krishna. So because tomorrow is our meditation day, I have purposefully not talked a lot about Paramananda Puri today. I want to save it for tomorrow. But you know what's so important for us as devotees is to absorb our mind in Krishna.
Ali shvatite da ono što je za nas važno
How he looks, what he says, what he thinks, what he likes, what are his habits, where he is in the morning, where he is in the noontime, where does he sleep, where does he not sleep. You know, we have to absorb our mind in these questions if we want to go to Krishna. How to do this is a subject of tomorrow. I will now close this lecture a little bit earlier than normal. We will also not have a arati at 7 o'clock like we usually have. Our arati will be done at 8 o'clock today. Because our arati will be integrated in the Nam Yagya. I request all of you to leave the temple room now and come back. Mabadi, the lecture is over. No, too late. No, over. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. So my recommendation is to come back in the mode of sattva at 2 minutes before 8, and you will get Ganga drops and tulasi. You will get all kinds of things as your entrance ticket for the Nam Yagya. The doors will be closed 5 minutes past 8, and then you have to listen from outside. Yes. One thing. My dear devotees, I have joked. We are in Serbia. This would not be possible. This would be too cruel. We won't do such things. Don't worry. We will not even... Bhakti Devi looks angry at me that I could even suggest such a... No. We will never do this. We are what we are. That is all right. We are good enough like this. I have a very important announcement. Sluje. Tomorrow... we have a very special feature of our summer camp, pranayama exercises, which will energize your body and your mind. They will start at 6:30 and go up to 7 o'clock. It will be done up over the street where the air is very pure. There, right? You will see us there. I will be doing also pranayama, and it's really very, very powerful for mind control, better relationships, strong liver and kidneys, and meditation on Krishna. Huh? Morning, yes, because prana is in the morning available. Yeah.
Znači imamo sutra specijalni program pranayama u 6:30 ujutru do 7 ujutru i možete doći samo preko ulice gdje vas jako čisti makar i čisti biti tamo.
We have a special yoga instructor, but that's a surprise.
I imamo kao gosti specijalnog yoga instruktora u toj znači.
Hare Krishna. So see you at 8 o'clock or around 8 o'clock. Yes, please.
Samo jedna još par bakta, ako neko želi večeras da uzme dokumenta, ja ću sada biti tu na recepciju 1-2, tako da možete to sada da uradite, da nije nama javne neće pomoći. Znači, ako večeras idete rano ujutro, možete sada da uzme.